From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. Congress is getting ready to vote today on extending a payroll tax cut and jobless benefits for the long-term unemployed. NPR's David Wellner reports passage seems virtually certain in the House, but not the Senate.
Congressional Democrats generally praise the deal, which also prevents steep cuts in Medicare payments. Dick Durbin is the Senate's number two Democrat.
After all of the problems that we've had over the past year with threatened government shutdowns and threatened shutdowns of the economy, the fact that we have reached this agreement ahead of the deadline is an indication that we can work together for the good of this country.
The top congressional Republican, House Speaker John Boehner, called the agreement fair and one he'll support.
Let's be honest. This is an economic relief package, not a bill that's going to grow the economy and create jobs.
It's not clear, though, whether any Senate Republicans will back the deal, leaving its fate uncertain. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.
UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon says Iran has not convinced the international community or the International Atomic Energy Agency that its nuclear programs are for peaceful purposes. Speaking in Vienna, Ban says Iran must be more open.
They have to fully cooperate with IAEA and with the United Nations Security Council. That's their responsibility.
He warns there could be a military component to action against Iran if Iranian leaders aren't more forthcoming. Police in the U.S. report they're increasingly concerned about a possible Iran-sponsored terrorist attack in the U.S. because of the rising tensions over Iran's nuclear program. Chinese state media say police have detained Chinese villagers and beaten reporters for foreign news organizations amid another rural protest. As NPR's Frank Langfitt reports, farmers complain local officials have grabbed their land yet again without adequate compensation.
Earlier this month, people marched through the village of Panhe in South China with flags demanding their land back and denouncing government officials. Over the years, local authorities had sold off villagers' land to a dozen companies for development. Police detained three villagers in recent days, saying they were involved in destroying property, according to China state media. A Dutch newspaper reporter was beaten by police while interviewing villagers on Wednesday, according to the Foreign Correspondents Club of China. When a French TV reporter and Chinese assistant approached the village this week, plainclothes thugs rammed their car, smashed their camera, and beat up the Chinese assistant. Frank Langfitt, NPR News, Shanghai.
Pulitzer Prize-winning reporter Anthony Shadid has died at age 43 of an asthma attack while on a surreptitious assignment in Syria for his employer, The New York Times. In December, after an earlier trip into Syria, he explained to WHYY's Fresh Air why he took on the risky project.
It is remote control reporting in some ways, and that's, you know, I think that's deeply frustrating.
A photographer colleague carried Shadid's body out of Syria. This is NPR. The FBI calls a shooting at an FBI office in Long Beach, California, workplace violence. But officials are not saying if they know what prompted it. One immigration agent fired at a coworker, and an office assistant director, Stephen Martinez, recounts what happened next.
Another agent working nearby intervened and fired his weapon to prevent additional rounds being fired at the victim. This resulted in the death of the shooter.
The victim is hospitalized after yesterday evening's shooting. A major robbery has occurred at the Olympia Museum in Greece. The museum sits next to the site of the ancient Olympic Games and houses all the significant artifacts unearthed from that site. John Seropoulos tells us what appears to have happened.
The museum says that two masked men attacked a female guard and removed a number of portable objects. Museum officials believe the men fled on foot, as no cars are allowed near the museum. The museum is not confirming the exact items stolen, but they are believed to be associated with the ancient Olympic Games. The museum was immediately shut down as police investigated the story. Culture Minister Pavlos Gerulanos was on his way to Olympia from Athens, but tendered his resignation before leaving. Olympia is the home of the ancient Olympics, which began in 776 BC. For NPR News, I'm John Seropoulos in Athens.
The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration is proposing voluntary guidelines regarding the complexity of automobile controls, including a recommendation that the companies design dashboards so that distracting devices are disabled unless the vehicle is stopped and the car's transmissions are in park. And that's a response to the increased complexity of auto dashboards. I'm Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.